And Nier, say what you want about his personal life, his music and his way of putting pictures to music helped to create today's music video industry. Well, now he's returning to video to help refocus his career, and he's got the best working with him. In this world exclusive, we go inside the making of the latest Michael Jackson video.
People talk about Mike does this and Mike does that. Talk about entertainer, can't top, and that's all that matters.
Michael Jackson has a new buddy, director Spike Lee. The two met for the first time recently and decided to team up for the making of Michael's next music video, They Don't Care About Us.
All right, pitch, here we go.
Michael appears as a prison inmate in the video, which will illustrate what he considers to be injustices around the world. Michael invited his good friend, journalist Flo Anthony, to visit the set.
I love you too. Thank you.
And Michael also invited our cameras for this behind-the-scenes world exclusive. So did Michael look all broken up over his divorce? Not exactly.
He seemed really, really relaxed. It wasn't like Lisa dumped him. It was something they agreed upon together. So it was almost a relief to him that he could go on with his life and not have somebody constantly nagging him to make changes in it.
And Flo says it's not at all surprising that Michael jumped right back into his work.
He's worked since he was 8 years old, and I don't think that he knows a lot more than work.
Since the early 80s, Michael Jackson has been a music video pioneer. His innovative videos, which Michael likes to call short films, have won him a total of 8 MTV Video Awards.
Thank you very much.
And now, They Don't Care About Us, the 5th video to be released from his History album, is sure to deliver more of what Michael's fans have come to expect. Jeffrey Daniels has worked with Michael on his choreography since Beat It.
Well, what's really important about this video is you're bringing together two icons, King of Pop, Michael Jackson, the King of Black Film, Spike Lee.
Can we have a lyric sheet, please?
I'm going to be 39, he's 38, so we grew up, you know. I grew up with him. I didn't know him, but I had a big afro like all the Jackson 5.
So Spike was thrilled when he got the call that Michael wanted to meet him.
And Michael said, you do music videos, Spike? Yeah, I do music videos. So I gave him a reel of stuff I'd done. And then he said, let's do it.
When we arrived at the New York location, 20 extras dressed as convicts, all local New Yorkers, were practicing their moves, complete with a Michael look-alike.
What's so funny about the extras is they had no idea that they were going to do a Michael Jackson video. They just showed up for a video shoot.
We didn't tell them anything. We just hired some extras. And yesterday when the choreographer was going over some lines with him, she started the tape. And a couple people were like, oh, that's Michael Jackson. That's Michael Jackson.
Stay down till you hear cut.
After a run-through in front of Spike, it was time to move on to the set for a final rehearsal in front of the man himself.
Time out.
It's always a collaboration. Michael definitely told me parameters from which I could work from, and then I just embellished that. But he really wants to be a protest song and talk about man's inhumanity to his fellow brother and sister.
They Don't Care About Us might sound familiar. It's the song that made headlines due to its controversial lyrics. Jackson issued a cleaned-up version after the Anti-Defamation League complained, but at the video shoot, Jackson was using the original lyrics.
What Michael meant to do with those first lyrics is just, you know, show how people had been persecuted. His motive was misinterpreted.
Whether it causes controversy or not, They Don't Care About Us is an important career move for Michael. It'll probably be the first time the world will see him perform since news of his divorce hit, as well as reports about his mystery illness that put him in a New York hospital.
We're all working our tails off because none of us want to have this tag that'll be around our necks the rest of our lives. We mess up this video.
Yeah, Spike really messed that one up.
I like Scream better. You know, we can't do that, so we're trying to make the best one it could be.
Oh, And tomorrow we'll have more of our exclusive video, including a look at the woman with whom Michael's been seen lately.